Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680.
Okay, so in that...
in that last hour, we didn't get the last two songs, and no one called in for the last two songs.
No.
Okay. All right, so do you want to give the titles and the artists?
I'll let you do it, Chris.
All right. So Since I Don't Have You is the title of the song, and that was the Skyliners. All right. And closing us out, Tonight, 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 which is a classic doo-wop jammy jam, jammy jam. And that was by the Mellow Kings.
Mellow Kings, yep.
And that closed out
our trivia. You missed the first hour, folks. You missed some trivia going on. The only way you can listen again, if you go to our website, when the show's over, a couple hours later, you'll hear it. Tune in. We archive all the shows. So if you miss any part of the show, go to our web. The web is called blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat. You can go to our web, listen to archives. On the archives, you look up Blind, B-L-I-N-D, Blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go there and just look in the date, today's date, and that's all you need. It's all there. All the songs are there. Matter of fact, all 300 shows are over there since we started back 6 years ago. So if you miss any part of any show or missed some shows in the past, go to the archives. I want to thank very much some of the fellows who were just on. Vinny, thank you very much from Philadelphia. And from Kissimmee, Vinny, thank you so much for participating in the show tonight.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Vinny, so much. And thank you, Sonny Doo-Wop from South Florida. Thank you for participating in the show tonight.
Also my pleasure, Michael.
Thank you so much. And then to my friend for a long time, Sid Payne. We went to high school together. We went to American Bandstand together. We messed around a lot of years together. And he worked for Mainline Record Distributing. This is when we all started Mainline. Hey, Sid. You there? Sid.
Sid's gone.
Oh, Sid's gone. Oh, Sid. Okay.
But we appreciated you, Sid. And all the rest of you guys. It's good to have you on. It was a lot of fun.
I was going to bring up Bart Sid, all the groups and all the people he met when he was at Mainline. He met the Stevie Wonder, he met Lil Anthony and the Imperials. He met a lot of groups. He knew them, took them around to record hops and things. Kathy Young, that was a great song.
Some neat history there, for sure. But love those songs. That was some good choice. I like that.
It hung up. So
Thank you, Dave.
I never told you this. Sid used to bring records to me. All my early 45s, Sid gave me.
Oh, nice.
He used to take me when good he connection. In his Corvette. He would take me out to lunch and we'd go cruising around to Lancaster and Harrisburg and all. And, you know, I was 5 years younger than him. And I thought that was a big deal to be able to go out and hang out with Sid and deliver records.
Heck yeah. Sounds like a blast.
Yeah. So Vinny.
Yep.
Beatty. That's what they call you, Vinny Beatty?
My name is Vincent Beatty, but everybody calls me Vinny, yes.
Okay. From Philadelphia, from Germantown. But you didn't go to Germantown High School.
No, I went to Northeast Catholic for a while. Then I went to Overbrook School for the Blind. And I went to St. Lucie's Day School for the Blind. But I was bad in school, so I got in trouble. So I quit school.
Sid got me always in trouble because we were always going to American Bandstand. And I learned from Sid, you can't finish out your school during the day because Bandstand started at 3:30 and our school didn't let out till 3 o'clock and you can't be down there. It takes you an hour from where we went to Germantown to go to the American Bandstand 46 and Market. It took us an hour to get down there. So we had to leave 2 o'clock. So that means I had to miss always my last class.
Did you drive or did you take public transportation?
No, we took public transportation.
So you had to take the 23, the subway, and the L.
The 23, the trolley car down Germantown Avenue to the...
Right, that's the 23.
And
then you had to take the
subway. Picked up the subway, and then picked up the L on Market. Got off of 46 in Market. I'd take three of them, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Took an hour.
Great.
Yeah, well, that's what we did. Every day.
Whatever it took.
But every day.
Now, Vinny, I have a question for you.
Sure.
The group, the Mellow Kings, reminds me of a ice cream treat back in New York in the day called the Mellow Roll. Did you ever have that?
No, because I'm from Philly. No, but sounds good, though.
I never had no Mellow Roll.
It was a special special crafted ice cream cone that had a big, like a box on the top. And the ice cream was a Mellow Roll ice cream and came in wrapped in paper. You took the paper off and you put it into a box on top of the cone. Thus, it was called a Mellow Roll.
Did you, when you were in New York, did you ever listen to Chaco on the radio?
The Chaco?
Yeah.
No, I was, Murray the K was my man back then.
Who?
Murray the K.
Oh, okay.
Murray Kaufman.
Okay, so you came after Alan Freed. You weren't around when Alan Freed was on.
Back in the days,
in New York, there was only two on the radio. Chaco was for the black folks. Well, a lot of white people listened to him, too, but he was on WADO and WLIB. And Alan Freed was on WINS. Wins.
But
Sonny, do you know Lou Silvani?
Who?
Me? No.
Lou Silvani.
No.
He owns Times Square Records now.
No.
Anyway,
it was nice having you on the show, folks.
Well, nice. Thanks, everyone.
And thank you for letting me enjoy my birthday, being in heaven with all those great songs we just played. I hope our audience liked the show. I hope they liked the music we played. And if you want, you know what, write to me and tell me if you want more of that on the radio.
Voice over on Zoom, not you.
Okay,
thanks,
if you want more on the radio, write to me.
Take care, everyone. Talk to you later, everyone.
Talk to you. Stay well.
Michael, I'll get back to you.
Stay well, all of you. God bless.
Lynn.
Coming on. And if you want to write to me and let me know if you want any more of that type of music, write to me. Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want any more of that type of music, we play the songs outright sometimes. If you ever want to play some of those great songs, a lot of you folks might not know music industry back then. Great. One of the things when I look back at my life, all the years I've been around, you know, my birthday was just this week, and I've been around a lot of years, and I can tell you, best years of my life is back then, besides my wife now that I love dearly, know her back then, but back in the 50s, I loved it back then, 50s, early 60s, great music, great, they don't make songs like that anymore, or have groups like that. Anyway, great. Thank you, audience, for allowing me to play the songs and do that little trivia. I hope you listen. Rest of the show, we got a lot more coming up. I thank you all for listening. And if you missed any part of the show or any songs of the past, go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org. Para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión. ¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com. Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you loved the first hour. I hope you loved what we did in the first hour. For those that don't like music, what can I say? For those who like music, hope you like that. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn, it's time.
Okay, well, it's been a long time, but we'd like to welcome back Ben Shaberman. And Ben Shaberman, if you don't know, is the Senior Director of Scientific Outreach at Foundation Fighting Blindness, one of our wonderful sponsors. So welcome back, Ben.
Well, Lynn and Michael, it's wonderful to be back. It does seem like a while. I guess it has been.
It has been.
There's been a pandemic since the last time we talked.
Right. I knew that. Minor details.
But we're coming out of it, which is pretty cool. So anyway, great to be back.
So I understand that tonight that you would like to focus in on genetic testing and give people information as to how they can, you know, go through the process if they're interested in genetic testing to find out, I guess, if their grandchildren would be or their children would be prone to this similar disease. Is that so?
Sure. And that's part of the benefit of genetic testing. Exactly. So, yeah, happy to review why genetic testing is important, specifically for people with inherited retinal diseases. So just as a little background, in case some of your listeners don't know, I am with the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Our role is to fund research for retinal degenerations, primarily the inherited retinal diseases like retinitis pigmentosa, Stargardt disease, choroid uremia, Usher syndrome. There are many of these conditions. But the common feature for all these diseases is there is one gene that is causing the person's disease. In other words, one mutated gene that's causing their disease. Now, a lot of people have different mutated genes, but for each person, it's one gene. So for example, I have three colleagues with retinitis pigmentosa, and each of them has a different gene that causes, that's mutated that causes their disease. So if you can identify that gene for each person, you're able to give them a clearer diagnosis of what their disease is. And Lynn, as you were saying, you can also understand the inheritance pattern within the family and who else might be affected, whether it's a sibling, a child, or other relatives, and whether these other relatives should be tested. So testing provides a clearer diagnosis. It helps you understand who else in the family might be at risk. But perhaps the most exciting thing for people with these conditions is it can help you understand what emerging therapies and which clinical trials may benefit you. So if you're interested in getting in a clinical trial, often genetic testing, finding that mutated gene is an important thing to do so that you can qualify for the trial. Many emerging therapies are targeting a specific gene or gene mutation.
Ben, just one second. I'd like to interrupt for just one second.
Sure.
We have a lot of people I know in the audience as RP. If you'd like to call in, now's the time. Lines are wide open. If you have RP, you want to ask a question, especially if you have, if you're blind, you can call in and ask any questions too. But if you definitely, if you have RP, call in.
Or Leber's. What other diseases come to mind, Ben?
Sure. So RP, as you said, Leber congenital amaurosis, LCA, Usher syndrome, Stargardt disease, Best disease, cone rod dystrophy, all these inherited retinal degenerations, those are what the Foundation Fighting Blindness is addressing.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's
407-894-1680.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Ben.
Sure. And so what's really cool right now is the Foundation Fighting Blindness has a no-cost genetic testing program for people in the U.S. who have been diagnosed with one of these conditions. And what a patient with one of these conditions can do is they ask their doctor to order the test. Usually it's an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist, a retinal specialist, maybe an optometrist, and the patient can get free genetic testing and free genetic counseling as part of this program. There are some caveats. I'm not going to get into those right now, but it's a great way to identify that mutated gene and get on a better path to managing the condition and, again, taking advantage of that information to potentially get into a clinical trial. And you can go to the foundation's website, fightingblindness.org, and there's a whole section on genetic testing. I think the most important thing for people to keep in mind is that the doctor orders the test. They order it from a company called Blueprint. It's the doctor who contacts Blueprint. They order it through online, through a portal.
What's involved with the test? What's involved?
So what, good question, Michael. So either the patient goes into the office of the doctor can order a kit ahead of time, and the patient either spits in the tube or they swab the inside of their cheek. We call that a buccal swab.
That's it?
That's it. And then the doctor sends it off to Blueprint, and then Blueprint runs their DNA test, and their panel is very broad and very deep. They search for many genes and many mutations, actually 322 genes currently. And within about a month, the results will come back. They'll come back to the doctor, and they'll also, the genetic counselor that has been signed up for this particular program will get back to them as well. Now, we work with a company called Informed DNA who can provide the genetic counseling, but if the clinic or the doctor has their own genetic counselor, they can choose to have them give the genetic counseling. So it's about a four-week turnaround. Your insurance company is never involved. Your information is always kept confidential, your personal information. So I know a lot of people are concerned about their privacy and confidentiality. That's maintained throughout. And lastly, we hope that people will sign up for our patient registry, which is called My Retina Tracker. It's at myretinatracker.org. And when you enter your information in there, you can be recruited for clinical trials for emerging therapies. Different researchers have access to the information. They never see your personal information, but you can get notified about trials that may be relevant to you. And then you can reach out to these trials and let them know you match their criteria and that you're interested in the trial. And I think an important thing for people to know out there is we currently have more than 40 trials underway for emerging therapy. So it's an exciting time. And while not all of the trials are targeting the gene, many are. So again, a good reason to identify that mutated gene.
Hey, Ben, this is Dave. A quick comment. I just wanted to kind of emphasize too to a lot of people that the research is not only helping you as the blind person, but you could very well help other members of your family for something that's inherited, where they might be able to have testing done and possibly be able to help their sight before it goes bad by you making the effort and checking those genes now. You might be able to help your brother or sister to be able to watch out for particular diseases.
That's a great point, Dave. And I think another important point is that clinical trials need to recruit patients. You need to enroll patients. And all the diseases we're talking about here are rare. So it's not easy to enroll enough patients in many of these trials. So by getting genetically tested and getting into a trial, you're not only potentially benefiting from the research if the treatment happens to help you, but you're helping move the trial forward, because without patients, these trials can't take place.
I think we might have a caller for you. I'm not sure. Chris, is this caller for Ben?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okie dokie.
We got the one and only calling all the way from the big city of Altamont Springs, Florida. We got our good friend Dan. Dan, how you doing?
And you have
I'm doing well. Good evening, everyone.
Hello,
hey,
Dan.
Ben, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Dan, I am doing well. It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. Thanks for this information tonight. And I thought I would pass on one tip that we have found pretty useful here, just in the limited number of people so far that I've interacted with who have gotten the test. And one thing we have found is that it is a really good idea, because some people may be wondering, you know, what's if I go to the doctor, what am I supposed to ask for, and how do I make sure I get this test? Is there is a like a two-page PDF, I think it is, you can get from the website that explains on one side, explains the program to the patient, and on the other side explains exactly to the doctor what they need to do to order the kits. And we're finding that it's really good idea for the patient to be their own best advocate when they go in and say, this is the test I want. I really would like this test. At times, some of the clinics have wanted to do a different test, which it can be okay, but you really want to be a good advocate for getting the free genetic test from the My Retina Tracker.
So thank you, Dan. We have another caller calling in right now. Bruce from South Florida. Bruce, you there? Bruce? Chris, is Bruce there?
No. That was something else. That was something else.
Oh, okay. We cut Dan off. I thought you had another caller.
But what I will say is, Dan, that's a really great point. If you go to our website and click on the genetic testing tab on our homepage, you can download those documents that Dan talked about. And I think something important to understand is many eye doctors don't know about all the genetic tests that are available. This is still relatively new. And so as Dan said, you need to be your own advocate and help educate your doctor. There may be doctors that aren't so excited about this. And so you need to work with them to help them understand why it's important. And find a doctor who is, in fact, willing to go through the process, because it takes a little bit of an effort on their part to actually order the test. Now, one other comment is if you go to our website again, on the leftmost tab, stories and resources, you can get a list of retina doctors throughout the country who are working with people with IRDs. And I think just about all of them are familiar with genetic testing. So that's a good resource as well.
Ben, we'd like you to come back again, and we can have more people call in and ask you questions about exactly what you're talking about. It's so important.
That would be wonderful. I'd be pleased to do that. And as always, thanks for having me on. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Ben.
And thanks for the opportunity to talk about genetic testing.
And we have to get more
real interesting
to call in, because a lot of these people have RP.
That's right.
And a lot of them, I guess, are afraid to call in.
Well, we'll have to get them unafraid.
Have to get them unafraid to call in.
Okay.
That's correct.
So
now they understand the importance, though, and they can see how it can help them and their family and members as well. So I'm sure they'll check into it.
And the website is fightingblindness.org?
Correct.
Okay. Okie dokie. Well, thank you, Ben. We look forward to your next visit.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Ben.
My pleasure. Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And that was Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Okay. We'll go to a quick break, come back, and you'll do your wheel spinning.
Okay. We come back. We're going to break. We come back. We'll do our wheel spinning.
With Dave.
You want a break? Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. All right, since it's Father's Day, I put out a question top of the show, first hour. Now it's the second hour. The question of the day, to reference to fathers. Can anybody call in and say anything nice about their father? Do you have anything nice to say about your father? Did he help you in any way, shape, or form? Did he teach you anything? Did he have anything to say? Now's the time to call in, and then we'll spin the wheel. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Does anybody want to call in talk about something nice about their father.
Maybe you taught them fishing. Could be anything.
Maybe they taught you something. Maybe they taught you something about life. Mm-hmm. 407-894-1680. That's the first question. Somebody want to call in? 407-894-1680 and talk about their father. Maybe he passed away. Maybe you remember him. Maybe he's still living. No matter what, if he's passed or still living, you have anything nice to say about your father? That he did something for you? Taught you something? My father, may he rest in peace. It's too numerous to mention what all my father taught me. He taught me about life. He taught me about the things to do and not to do.
Your father was a lawyer.
My father, yes. May he rest in peace. He was a lawyer. But he taught me many things. A lot of things.
I bet he told you not to skip school anymore, right?
Well, he didn't know it.
He told you not to go to the bandstand and cut your last class of the day.
He didn't care about bandstand. He just didn't know I was cutting school. Because my father, in those days, he had a belt, B-E-L-T, belt. And he used to hit my brother and myself because those days it was not against the law. And my brother and I would get the belt if we would cut school or a lot of other things.
Oh, boy. Good thing you didn't find out then, Michael.
Yeah, he never found it. Yeah, and then when I got an F on a grade because I didn't go there at the class, someone's F was for fabulous.
Yeah, I was going to say fantastic. You got to tell them that F is for fantastic, not for
right.
Failing.
I went to summer school in Connecticut. Yeah, I had to make it up. Otherwise, I would go to college.
Different grading system up there in Connecticut.
I went to a school in Mitchell College in New London, Connecticut. I made up the course that I cut. I had to make it up every summer.
How about you, Dave? What life's lesson did your father, or maybe who gave you your love of who passed on the love of music? Your mom, wasn't it? Wasn't your father?
Well, it was probably more my mom. I'm not sure that either one of them real directly, but my mom was into, she was a professional dancer, ballet and tap dancing. She taught and jazz before I was born, though, for the most part. But I think the love for music was in my blood. My dad, I can't say he was a music lover, and I can still hear the words in my head right now when I was probably in my early teens. Oh, that music playing in a band is fine, fine for the sideline, but you don't want to do that. You can't do that as a profession. So of course he did eat those words later when he actually came out to see me play and enjoyed it, you know, but at first he was a little skeptical of anybody making a career in music, which I could understand, you know, but no, I can't say he was overly influential in me getting into music anyway.
Hey, Chris,
yes, sir. I got one half of the Dynamic Duel on one line and I got our good friend from Winter Park on the other line, Gary.
Okay, let's hear from the Dynamic Duo first. Let's go.
This is just one half of the Dynamic Duo. How you doing, caller?
Hello.
Hi there.
It sounds
like
Carrie from
Canada. Is this Carrie
from
Canada?
You got it, the one and only, the Canadian, the great one, is calling in to brag about my dad.
Right.
I thought I have to. Well, one of the things my dad taught me was, you know, it's got to be hard. You know, I was born in 1975, and they didn't know a whole lot about blindness back then. You know, they didn't know where to go, and they didn't know who to get in touch with. But one of the things my dad, he always did for me was he always showed me interesting things. Like, we would go to the Pacific National Exhibition. It's kind of like a fair, like a big state fair for you guys. And he made sure that there was a dog show there, and I got to see all the dogs. He showed me all kinds of replicas of different things that they had at the Pacific National Exhibition, and he even got permission for me to see all of the different exhibits whenever we went there, because he said, you know what, this kid's blind, she's never going to see it, and I want to give her a good opportunity to see things that she Wonderful. Might never see. Like, I went to a wax museum, and I saw a bunch of wax figurines, you name it. I saw it.
Did they let you touch the figurines?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, wow. My dad, you know, because I have a really good touch, really gentle touch, you know, that I just did. And I will never forget the kinds of things that he did. So I thought I'd give a shout-out to Lawrence Giesbrecht on this show today, if I could.
Sure, absolutely. Would you like to spin the wheel?
Sure. I'll spin it.
Okay, let's spin the wheel.
Here I go.
Here we go.
It sounds
Thank
like
you.
It goes around a lot of times. It just stops kind of suddenly, but here
Let's
we
see.
Go.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh, heave that sucker.
Oh, wow. You want a Subway gift card.
You want a Subway gift
thank
card.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Terrific.
Okay. Okay.
Really appreciate it, y'all.
$10 Subway gift card is coming to you.
I finally did it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm
Happy
so
Father's
glad.
Day, Michael.
What?
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
We always appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next? Who's next on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show?
We got Gary, our good friend Gary from Winter Park, and then we got from Orlando the one and only Miss Sherry after Gary. Gary, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. Helen, Michael, Dave.
Hey, Gary.
Happy Father's Day. Hey, happy Father's Day. I got to tell you about my dad, what I always appreciate. Huh?
That Brenda says hi, too.
Hey, Gary. Okay, hello, Brenda. I said, back in my day, my dad, I was really glad that my dad taught me how to go fishing and go hunting. That was big stuff in my days. And what was really cool is when you're 15 and 16 years old, you hardly, on the first day of pheasant season, you hardly saw any males in school. Everybody's out hunting. So that was my good days of hunting and fishing. Yeah, we're going to spin that wheel, ain't we?
Okay, let's spin the wheel for Gary.
All right, and I took Gary.
Lynn, spin that wheel.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. We got saltwater taffies.
Saltwater taffies is coming to you.
Oh, boy.
Can I trade taffies. For the suckers? I can't. With my dentures, I can't do taffy.
Well, you'll suck on it.
Sorry, don't chew on it.
Yeah, don't chew
on it. Oh, okay.
All right, Gary.
All right.
Anybody
Thank you.
Anybody else on the line? Chris?
Yes, sir. We got the one and only Sherry from Orlando. Sherry, how you doing?
Sherry from Orlando.
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Hi, Sherry.
How is
everyone?
Hey, Sherry. Hey. Michael,
Great
I want to talk
you.
About... Oh, thank you, Dave. How are you guys? How's everybody? Doing good?
Excellent.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to talk about, instead of my dad, I didn't have a real good growing up experience with my dad, but I want to talk about my big brother, because a lot of people can substitute for dads. And
That's
he
correct.
Was
yep.
great.
That's correct.
Right.
He was great. That's He's right. 12 years older than me, just turned 78, still going strong, lives in Fort Myers, and we talk a lot. And we've really developed a close relationship over the years. And he's been a stepdad to two different families of children, and they both love him, and he still keeps in touch with them. And he was a great big brother to me, and I was thinking about the doo-wop stuff. He was born in the 40s, so he, as a teenager, was a teenager in the 50s, and I remember being a very little kid. He'd invite his friends over to play records, and he'd always include me and bring me in. And introduce me to his friends and play records. And a lot of that stuff you played tonight, Michael, it really brought back memories because he played those songs for me when I was a very little kid. And he was a great big brother and still is.
You want to spin the wheel?
Yeah.
You want to spin the wheel? Spin the wheel.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
All right.
The pressure's on. You got the Yum Earth lollipop.
Lollipop.
These are good.
These are very good lollipops.
Sounds
they're
good.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Natural. It's a big bag of lollipops. It's natural. I love them.
All
so
right.
So on the
Thank
spin the
guys.
Wheel, the people would like to know the lollipops. You got saltwater taffies. You got a $10 gift card from Subway. You got a $25 Visa card.
Yeah, two of the triangles have the Visa card.
Yep.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Appreciate your call.
Week,
thank you so much.
All right.
Good
Bye-bye.
Day, Sherry.
Good day from Sherry.
Oh, I might add that Sherry will be our guest co-host next Sunday night, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Now I'll say that anybody, we'll go next. Before we go up there, I'll do this real fast. Okay, can anybody give me a duo, father and son duo, that were big in politics or sports? Anybody mention two people, father and son? Anybody mention them? There's a lot of people out there.
The one that I came
There's a lot of people out there that were famous, whether it be politicians or sports. 407-894-670. Can you name anybody? Name?
All right. I think I got one. Do I count?
You count.
Okay. I think I got one.
I'm going to let Chris Cochon count.
All right. I'm going to go in politics, and I'm going to start with the 1989 president, George Bush Sr., and then to the George W. Bush, the second Bush, in the, the early 90s? Desert Storm?
You win.
So you want to spin the wheel?
All right.
Correct.
And, yeah, my spin the wheel is going to be dedicated to you, Michael Golder, for your birthday. Happy Father's Day.
Well, let's see what he won.
See what you
won. You won the lollipop.
Lollipop.
Lollipop, lollipop. You got the lollipop. Lollipop.
Okay.
Boom, boom,
boom,
boom. Yes.
David, let's hear about your gig.
About 3 minutes, Dave.
Damn it, talk about your gigs.
Okay, see, well, the gig you were referring to anyway was a couple weeks ago. I had the pleasure of playing up in Tallahassee for an art gallery called Able Arts Gallery, which is in the Railroad District of Tallahassee, forever up there. Very cool. Every person who puts up art has some disability, either blindness or hearing or other motor difficulties or whatnot. So it was very well attended. I played up there the first Friday of the month. They have a big thing in that area of all kinds of different art galleries that participate, and people come out. So it's a good time, and food trucks and lots of good food you would have enjoyed there, Michael. But Karen Walker is the person, her and her daughter Lauren, who keep the art gallery going. And the first interest of it really sparked when I started hearing about we had Anthony Sedona on the show two months ago, who was the producer of the movie Straight Off the Canvas about blind artists. So kind of perked my interest in. So I'm not an artist myself, but I can definitely appreciate it a lot more. And so it was quite an honor to play up there. Loved it.
Sounded like a lot of fun.
Yep. And real quickly, I just finished having a couple. Went to Michael's. What do they call it? Michael's craft store to have a couple pieces of art framed, and the lady found it very interesting. A blind guy, what's a blind guy having a bunch of art for? And so she was wondering how blind people can appreciate art, and so we had a really cool discussion, and she was the manager of the store, and I think she really took quite an interest in it. So I talked about the movie and how blind people can still appreciate art. They can do art, and also we've got sighted friends who appreciate art. So the big reason why I got these things initially is because my sighted friends I knew would enjoy it too. So there you go. And I was, and these pieces of art are music oriented too. I had one of them is a Jazz Fest poster of Louis Armstrong, and another one's of the Neville Brothers. So
anyway, more than you wanted to know, but that's the scoop. So now I'm really getting into art a little more.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you. Time to wrap it up.
Okay, I guess that's me. So I'd like everybody, I'm reminding you to join us same time next week. And as I mentioned earlier, our guest co-host will be Sherry Brunch, just called in a few minutes ago to talk about her brother. Kim Biederman will be calling in to tell us all about controlled glucose. And Olaya Landa Villard, she is the director of the American Print House Connect Center. She'll be filling us in on all those details. And our friend Peter Cucciavi will be joining us again. And as you know or don't know, Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. So, wow, that's a busy show.
Busy show.
Yeah.
Got to get it all in. Thanks, Dave.
And thank you all listening.
Hey, thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Michael. Hey, thanks, Chris.
Happy Father's Day, Michael.
Yeah, I hope you folks liked the first hour of the trip.
Happy Father's Day.
I loved it. I hope you loved it. And thank you for Father's Day wishes. And thank you all for my birthday wishes.
Hey, hold on. I got somebody that wants to get in and say something to you. Hold on.
Hey, Michael. Happy Father's Day, sir.
Well, thank you. Is that Carter?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much for wishing me. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Carter, the music man.
Happy
Father's Day. How are you? Happy Father's Day also.
Hey, Carter, put on some Toots and the Maytals, man.
That's a Saturday jam, but I was trying to work it out in the next week or so, all right?
All right, cool. Thank you.
There's soul music coming later on.
Thank you.
One of your callers from Indiana requests some Kenny Rogers, so I'm going to have to put that on also.
Uh oh. Look out. Good night, all.
Thank you all. And by the way, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay well. God bless. Again, happy Father's Day to everybody.